Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, May 27th, One Take Wednesday. We are continuing on in Genesis chapter 29, the story about Jacob waiting on Rachel. For 7 years, he works for his uncle Laban. And well, you probably know the rest of the story. It doesn't go exactly as planned. Then we'll go over to the Psalms. Today in Psalm 136, there's this refrain, which I hope will be the refrain in our hearts all day long. His love endures forever. Genesis 29, beginning in verse 15, well, actually 14b. After Jacob had stayed with him for a whole month, Laban said to him, "Just because you are a relative of mine, should you work for me for nothing? Tell me what your wages should be." Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah had weak eyes, but Rachel was lovely in form and beautiful. Jacob was in love with Rachel and said, "I'll work for you 7 years in return for your younger daughter, Rachel." Laban said, "It's better that I give her to you than some other man. Stay here with me." So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife. My time is completed, and I want to lie with her." So Laban brought together all the people of the place and gave a feast. But when evening came, he took his daughter Leah and gave her to Jacob, and Jacob lay with her. And Laban gave his servant girl Zilpah to his daughter as her maidservant. When morning came, there was Leah. So Jacob said to Laban, "What is this you have done to me? I served you for Rachel, didn't I? Why have you deceived me?" Laban replied, "It is not our custom here to give the younger daughter in marriage before the older one. Finish this daughter's bridal week, then we will give you the younger one also, in return for another 7 years of work." And Jacob did so. He finished the week with Leah, and then Laban gave him his daughter Rachel to be his wife. Laban gave his servant girl Bilhah to his daughter Rachel as her maidservant. Jacob lay with Rachel also, and he loved Rachel more than Leah. And he worked for Laban another 7 years. I wish it wasn't One Take Wednesday because my thoughts on this are all over the place. I am so confused. I do not know why they thought it was a good idea to trick Jacob into marrying Leah first. And how does that even work? And he wakes up in the morning and it's like, "Oh my goodness, you're not Rachel." This is just a weird, weird story. I also have this random thought about Leah and her weak eyes. And I'm wondering what that meant. We had a cat one time who was cross-eyed and I named her Leah because it reminded me of this story. God uses messy people and he continued his blessing even in the midst of this dysfunctional family and in this society where it was the custom to have polygamy. I don't know. Anyway, all right, we got to move on. Tomorrow we will read about Jacob's children and just the difficulty that was there as well. In the Psalms, as I mentioned, there's this repeat of a refrain, "His love endures forever." And so I'm going to read in Psalm 136 through verse 9, and then I'm going to come up with a couple of my own verses of this psalm, and I'll ask you to repeat with me, "His love endures forever." And then as a prayer, I want to give you just a minute or two to think of different things that remind you of God's faithful, loyal, covenant, never-ending, always and forever love. Will you recite with me? And also, will you pray with me? Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. Who made the great lights, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, His love endures forever. And here are a couple of the ones that I came up with. He nourishes our souls. His love endures forever. He provides sweet reminders. His love endures forever. He leads me beside still waters. His love endures forever. His wonderful presence surrounds me. His love endures forever. And now I want to give you just a minute or two to think about, to say aloud or in your mind, something that reminds you of God's faithful love. And let us end with that same refrain, His love endures forever. Amen.